Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here we are on the shortest day of the year, winter solstice. From here, the days get longer. Before you know it, the countdown to pitchers and catchers will start at spring training down in Florida and Arizona. I would say the first sign of spring comes today on the shortest day of the year. And once again, those days will gradually get longer. And then before you know it, the boys of summer will be back at it. And one of the guys who covers the home nine for the Star Tribune, Phil Miller, joins us. Phil, good to visit with you. It's been a while.
It has, Steve. We haven't missed a whole lot, but it has been a while, and you make it sound like it's just around the corner until we get started.
Well, it goes really quick, though. You get through the holidays into the new year, and then you kind of have Twins Winter Caravan, an annual tradition, and then Twins Fest now in Target Field. I miss the Dome, by the way. I love Twins Fest at the old Metrodome. It was a perfect venue for it. And then you're getting ready to head south.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't take long. And January is also when the Twins start to make moves, which I think their fans are noticing or reminded this year that they don't do much in November and December. And it's been a really quiet couple of months outside of the off the field stuff, and I'm ready to start thinking about the roster again.
Yeah, and before we get into that, and a player who signed over in the NL with the Phillies and Max Kepler, we'll get into that momentarily. But I do want to touch on the hot story as of late, and that is the ownership, because I think a lot of Twins fans were caught by surprise when the Pohlad family announced that they would explore a sale of the club, and it sounds like there is at least one suitor that we're aware of, part owner of the Phoenix Suns, and that's been widely reported. And I would assume early in the new year we're going to hear more about that or other suitors.
Yeah, I think that the pace will pick up there. I've heard that there are others that have made inquiries about the team. I'm a little surprised that that nobody locally has stepped forward. I think the Pohlad family had maybe hoped that there would be some Minnesotans involved in exploring a purchase, and maybe there are, but I really do think we'd have heard it by now if there had been. But one thing a team sale attorney told me as this got started was that baseball is hot and there's only one team for sale. There have been a lot of inquiries about the White Sox, but Jerry Reinsdorf has been quiet. He thought that there would be several bidders because it's a sport that despite some of the uncertainty about the finances of it, it's a sport that the opportunity to buy in is pretty rare, and that there might be some. So it is interesting that we've only heard one, although I have heard that there have been a couple of other inquiries.
Now, Phil, is this a deal that once it's announced, or we get an idea that there are several suitors, that something could come together relatively quickly, that a new owner could be in place as soon as, say, opening day?
I think we will probably know the identity of who the new owner is going to be by opening day. The baseball owners have meetings in, I believe it's February, and then again in April. And you know, purchases have to be approved by the other team owners. I would be surprised. Well, I don't. I would be surprised if the sale is all done and the keys have been turned over. But I do expect that we will know who the Poleds intend to sell to by opening day, which is still, by the way, 3 months off.
And the one thing I think fans are hoping for is that, and that was kind of the people associated with the Phoenix Suns, and one of the things they came in is spent a lot of money on free agents and made a big splash. And, you know, the hope is that the new owner or the new ownership group would come in and spend a lot of money on free agents. Problem is, they won't be in place to impact this upcoming season.
No, probably not. But I don't think the Twins would have been big spenders this offseason anyway. Maybe some of the pitchers, but they're pretty good. They feel pretty good about their pitching staff, and you know they weren't going to spend $700 million on Juan Soto. So I don't know that that is going to be a huge problem for them. I think they thought they were set up pretty well for the upcoming season, regardless, which is another reason why they've been so quiet. As for the Ishbia brothers, if their philosophy has clearly been spend money to make money, that's an important factor in baseball too. With 81 home games, you want to sell a lot of tickets, and the Twins kind of turned off some of their fans last year by taking a step back. By they were never in first place after April, and I think fans understandably would like to have an ownership that will spend a little more, that will understand, maybe breaking even on the business side isn't quite so important to them in this era of salaries keep going up. But, you know, the Twins are operating on a loss of some $50 million in TV revenue with the loss of their TV contract. So teams fans should want that not to be such a big deal. The nice thing is owners coming in will have factored that into their plans already.
Phil Miller joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Covers the Twins for the Star Tribune online at startribune.com. We did have a move, not unexpected. Max Kepler was a free agent and signed with the Phillies.
Interesting that they're going to play him in left field, because Max is very, very, very much a creature of habit. He made it clear that he did not like moving to center field as he used to earlier in his career. I'm really interested in how Max will be remembered here. It was interesting to see the Carl Anthony Towns, the ovations he got last week, and the boos that Kirk Cousins got. Now, Max Kepler was never as big a part of his team as much as those guys were. But I wonder how Twins fans will regard him when he comes back. He was the Twins, when they signed him, the best player they'd ever seen in Germany. He was going to be a star. He developed pretty quickly, and in 2019, I thought maybe he is going to be a perennial all-star. He had his best year, but overall, you know, he never reached those heights again. He's kind of been on the decline. Injuries have taken their toll. And overall, I'd say it's a pretty mediocre career. I think he was a borderline average player most of the time. I think he'll probably be pretty well regarded around here, but he never quite lived up to the billing that he got as he was coming through the system.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every team deals with injuries, and going into the 25 campaign, eventually the page will be turned. I think Twins fans in general are very disappointed in what transpired in 2024, and rightfully so. But if you look at this club from the outside looking in, and I visited with Bob Nightingale, who's covered the game for a long, long time and works for USA Today and is Odyssey MLB insider and joins us from time to time. He says, you look at the makeup and some of the pieces in the bullpen and some of the pieces in the starting rotation and then some of the guys in the everyday lineup, this is not a bad ball club. There's a good core group there, and the key word being when healthy. And I think any team can say that.
It is true, and they're probably their two biggest stars, Carlos Correa and Byron Buxton, were hurt by injuries again last year. But the point is, just about every player on that team, you would forecast to have a better season than last year. It doesn't work that way, unfortunately. But Carlos Santana and Kyle Farmer and some of those guys are the older guys are gone. Everybody else is in their prime, approaching their prime, or in the case of Correa and Buxton, coming off injury seasons. That if they can stay healthy. They got their young pitchers some good experience last year. The bullpen is going to be a real team strength. As disappointing as last year was, even without any moves, and I think they probably will make a couple to probably add another right-handed bat, I think you can project just about everybody in the lineup and everybody on the pitching staff to get better. Now we see if it actually happens, but the development curve, it's a young team and the development curve is in their favor.
Yeah, and that's the thing that stuck out when I visited with Bob Nightingale, and we talked about ownership, obviously, in the group, and from the outside looking in and other people he had talked to in the game set, there's still really a good core group, and it gets back to ownership, that the ownership would look at the situation and say, you've got the ballpark, you have an established franchise with a great ballpark, most list top five ballpark in the big leagues, and the cupboard is not bare. Now, there's got to be concern about Carlos Correa, and there were those rumors that maybe the club would entertain trade offers for Correa. But Wainwright, still an outstanding shortstop and still one of the better players in the game.
He was the best player on the team in the first 3 months of the season. When his second bout with plantar fasciitis came about mid-season, it really, really changed the team's outlook, the team's energy, and boy, it sure changed the lineup. I would be surprised if they move him. I do think that they they hear offers for him, but he really is the linchpin, and they really saw last year what he brings to the team, both offensively and defensively. It's entirely possible, outside of Christian Vasquez, it's entirely possible that Correa and Buxton will also be the oldest players on the team. And I think Buck just turned 31 a couple days ago. Like I say, it's a very young team, I do think that there is reason for optimism despite next to no word of mouth in their favor this offseason.
And in the minor leagues, or do you see any players that maybe toiled at Double A or Triple A that are going to get more of an opportunity in 2025 at this point, Phil?
Oh, absolutely. And the name that I'm sure hardcore Twins fans know, but the name you should remember is Emma Rodriguez. He made it to AAA last year, and he had some hand injuries that cost him about half of the year. He is Max Kepler's he's going to inherit Max Kepler's right field spot. I don't think it'll happen in out of spring training, but I would really be surprised if he is not on the team in the second half of the season. He has shown power. He has shown the ability to hit the ball over in his minor league contract, in his minor league career. He's 21 or 22, probably 22 by now, and he is, I think he will surpass Max Kepler's career as a Twin when he finally gets here. Besides that, I think the other guys are mostly the pitchers. Some of them we saw last year. David Festa, I expect to make the team. We saw Zebby Matthews, Simeon Woods Richardson. Those guys and Emma Rodriguez are the guys to really look for next year. I mean, they also have, like Walker Jenkins coming up through the system, but he could make it to St. Paul this year. I think he's probably still 20, so it's probably a little earlier for him. But they do have talent in the minor leagues and a couple in the high minors.
Yeah, and just finally a thought on the division at this point. Wouldn't expect the White Sox to be that bad, but they have a long way to go to get back into contention. And then you have the overachieving Detroit Tigers. Can they repeat what they did last year? You had the Kansas City Royals with, an outstanding MVP-type talent in their lineup. It felt like they overachieved a little bit a year ago, and I would expect Cleveland to be a stout competitor and right there. But there is no doubt the Twins have an opportunity in this division if they can stay relatively healthy to get to the postseason in 25, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, Cleveland has been pretty good the last 2 years, won the division last year, held out.
Yes.
Almost the entire way, but they're feeling the loss of TV money even worse than the Twins. I think they have the third from the smallest payroll in the majors now. Whether they can hold it together, whether they can get some of their injured pitching back, they seem set for a decline. Detroit, I don't understand why Detroit isn't riding a wave. They came out of nowhere to make the playoffs. This is their opportunity to get the fans behind them and to make Detroit baseball a bigger story. And they have done just about as little as the Twins in the offseason. I'm very surprised that they haven't. They're not as well stocked with prospects as the Twins, and I'm surprised that they haven't spent some money and tried to upgrade a little bit. They'll be good, but I don't know. I remain unimpressed with how they're responding to their sudden rise. And the Royals, they kind of did it with pitching and half a lineup. We'll see if they can repeat. A lot of things went right for them last year. It is definitely a winnable division from the Twins' standpoint.
Yeah, and I had mentioned their MVP caliber type player in Bobby Witt Jr. He is rapidly moving into the territory of a guy you want to see play. If he comes to town, and the Royals will be in town a couple of times this year, you got to get out and see this kid play. He is terrific.
Yeah, and he's definitely made Kansas City baseball worth watching again. One thing the Royals did was they signed him. He is signed with player options and team options for the next decade. The Royals invested, I think it's guaranteed like $116 million, but it could almost triple by the time he's done. I'm wondering if the Twins would consider anything like that with some of their, we'll see what Emma Rodriguez is going to be like, but some of their younger guys, if Festa breaks through or, something like, Royce Lewis, if he hadn't had the downturn last year, I'll bet they'd have came up with a contract to lock him in. But, yeah, the nice thing about Witt is, he's going to be at shortstop and in that lineup for a decade.
Yeah. And what a terrific talent. Well, Phil, always great. Once again, and happy holidays to you and your family, and hopefully we can visit again in the new year.
Okay, Steve. Have a good Christmas.
There he is, Phil Miller, covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. Quick break. We'll come back. I know I'm in hot water. Late to the break. Lindsey Brown's probably not going to talk to me the rest of the day.
Steve, you know it.
Here on News Talk, 830 WCCO.